And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to bluebet.com.au. Download the supercharged Bluebet app now. True Blue Betting, 100% Australian owned and operated.
Well, it hasn't got any better, unfortunately, Michael Sullivan, the boss of bluebet.com.au, in terms of Piggy. He's getting worse, not better. And it's time, almost time, for us to make an executive decision as a team here. 10th rule the world, 10th. He got a $1.60 shot home the week before. He went away from that and finished with a Sanchu and a Galosha, 3 from 14 now.
Morning, Ray. Morning to your listeners. And only stumbled in that $1.60 chance too. And another phenomena, the Gay actually won that race last Saturday. The stable mate won it. So it's almost as if they know they've got to have multiple runners in there in case he tips one.
Waller's starting 8 races in a race now just in case he picks one of them. So he's got 7 other live chances.
I think that's the game. I think that's the game.
Where are you today, Piggy?
Oh, I'm at home, Ray. Good morning, Ray. Morning, Sully. I'm building a wall today. So the wife, Carly, seems to find something to do to keep me busy. So putting in a wall.
Come on, building a wall. Get over it, will you?
Just a little internal wall, mate. That's all right.
I've still got it. What's been back with Bluebet for this race meeting at Randwick? Kensington tomorrow, the Kensington track.
Yeah, we're back to the Kensington. It's a bit light on for class. The carnival's well and truly finished. But in race 6, the John O'Shea horse, number 5, Rock O'Clock, has been $4.80 into $3. Sustained money for it. It's going to run favourite. That's in race 6, number 5. And then just ducking over to Adelaide, Ray, it's the Robert Sangster day, the big sprint race. And this iron horse has gone over there from here. It's actually from Melbourne, but it's the horse that ran in, placed in the slipper and won the Magic Millions. Away game. Seems to have been up for an eternity, but it's the second favourite. Sunlight's the favourite. It's been 3.20 into 2.90. That's the McAvoy horse. But there's been lots of money for away game. Number 16, right down the bottom, has been $6 into 4.40 for the Robert Sangster. So that's sort of the biggest race in Australia tomorrow in Adelaide.
What are you tipping, Piggy? Come on, get out the crystal ball. Get the
dartboard. Early one for the punters tomorrow. I want to get them off to a really good start. Simple race one.
You'll have to pardon my levity.
Race one, number 1, Wild Ruler.
What price?
Now, this works because it's $2.70, but the one below it's a stable mate. It's $10. So, Snowden's well, not in the race.
Well, Tim Clark will win on Sansi, okay, at $10. That's the way you go. The formula's walked out. You leave ruler. Now, listen, I don't know if you two blokes, well, you might know a bloke, the late Wes Mackay. I've just got an email about him because we're talking about meat carters early in the program, and this fella says, my dear old dad, Steve, passed away age 57, was a meat carter. He carted meat out of Homebush abattoirs for Scots when Wes Mackay was working there, and he mentions that Wes was Wayne Beavis's old mate. Now, I've got a great story about Beavis and Wes. I used to run into Wes at the races. He was always knocking around with Beavis and his old mate, the governor, Gary Lawler. And they used to play up a little bit, these boys, in their younger days, and they're in their 70s now, and Wes has passed. But they went into town one night, and Wes lived out at Condell Park, and so did Beavis. And they got a cab home because they'd had a bit to drink. So Wes fell asleep in the back of the cab on the way home. So they dropped Beavis off, and he said, the cab driver, he said, what about your mate? And Beavis said, oh, he lives in Bondi Road, Bondi, mate. So the cab driver took Wes back to Bondi Road, Bondi, woke him up. Wes said, where are we? He said, Bondi. I said, I live at Condell Park, mate. So he was up for about 150.
Sort of mates. Chance.
Yeah, the sort of things that Beavis does to a lot of people. But I always remember Wes blowing up about it at the races. What about the day you put me in the cab back to Bondi, you low blood, yeah?
Probably had a good sleep.
Well, I figured he was asleep for 2.5 hours by the time you get from town to Condell Park and back to Bondi. Oh, dear. And he came from the North Coast, and he was a great Canterbury man, Wes, and I think a lot of young players stayed with Wes and his wife when they first came to the Big Smoke, and one of them would have been Cement, David Gillespie. He stayed with Wes, I'm sure, and was a lifelong friend of Wes's as well. Anyway, bit of levity for the program as we wind things down with the virus. All the best, boys, and, oh, well, Snowden's will win. Well, they'll win a race. It'll be the first, but it won't be the tip he's given. It'll be the other one.
Righto. Have a good weekend.
Right, all the best.
See you, boys. Thanks very much. Michael Sullivan from bluebet.com.au and Mark Piggy Riddell.